This is Vatican Radio. The extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy is well underway, with initiatives taking place both in Rome, the Vatican, and around the world. In a series of interviews for the Pope's new book entitled The Name of God is Mercy, the Holy Father said that the Pope is a man who needs the mercy of God. So if Pope Francis himself feels the need of God's mercy, what about the rest of the world? How much do people need this grace today? Dennis Nulty is Bishop of Kildare and Loughlin in Ireland. Speaking to me, Lydia O'Kane, he said that people in the Western world need mercy in bucketfuls.
The Holy Door, which I blessed and opened, is in the main door of the Cathedral of the Assumption here on College Street in Carlow. And it is our cathedral. And I opened that at our ceremony, which was very, very beautiful. Earlier in the day, we had a walk from St. Fiacc, St. Fiacc's icon in the Church of St. Clare, Great Cullen. We had a walk there, and we brought holy water from St. Fiacc's well out at Slatey and brought it to the cathedral, and we blessed the Holy Door with this water and blessed everybody in the congregation as well. So linking, if you like, the saints of yesterday and the doors of today. There are other holy doors going to be, Lydia, in our diocese that I'll be blessing as the year continues. I look forward very, very much to opening a door, a holy door, which will be in Kildare, and it will be the Church of St. Bridget, Kildare Town, and it's just the Sunday before the Feast of St. Bridget, and we're going to have a procession from St. Bridget's Well, again linking the well, saint of the past, with the door of the present and the future church. Then on Divine Mercy Sunday, low octave Sunday, I'm going to again open a holy door in the Church of St. Fintan, Mount Rath, and again with a procession from the well of St. Fintan. Same idea, same connection, same concept. And then later in the year, in September, around the feast of the birthday of Our Lady, September the 8th, the Sunday nearest there, I will be opening a door at the beautiful Dusk Abbey at Greig na Mana. Again, beginning with a procession from the well of St. Moling, St. Moling's well at St. Mullins. Always, what I'm trying to do, Lydia, is link a saint, his story, her story, and our faith today. Because I think Pope Francis will be the first to say, this is not about a door opening into a church, it's a door also which opens out into a wider community.
I'm going to take you up on that. You're talking about just a door that opens out into a wider community. I mean, the Pope is a man who has spoken so many times about, of course, mercy, but about mercy with regard to the poor, with regard to the marginalised. And it comes to the point where we're looking at, he's also talked a lot about the works of mercy, the 14 works, okay, the corporal and spiritual works. And I wanted to ask, are there any initiatives that you are putting in place, have put in place regarding this particular, maybe drawing from these works?
Well, it's very interesting you asked that. I think for all of us, initiatives around the works of mercy are always important for us, because in some ways it links to see exactly what are we doing as a faith community? What are we doing in our own local church? I'm always worried that holy years come and go, and what's the longer effect of these wonderful occasions that the church is offering us. We have in our diocese, for instance, a food kitchen which reaches out to the poorest of the poor and reaches out to them, and that will be here in the town of Carlow, run by St. Clare's Hospitality of Great Cullen Parish. We also have a share food appeal up at Newbridge. We also have a tremendous collection for the poor in all our churches, but there was a recent one over at Portlaoise as well, which showed a tremendous response to people to reach out to those on the margins, those who are broken. The same in Naas and the other larger towns, reaching out to people who need our support. That is where we need. In some ways, opening a door, we are doorkeepers. We've got to move out as well as moving in.
How much is mercy needed? And how much do the people of Ireland, you think, need mercy at this time?
We need, I suppose, in the nicest possible phrase, Lydia, bucketfuls of it. Because as a people, we are a broken people. And not just Irish, the world, the universe. We have become, particularly in the Western world, I think we've become so caught up in the commercialism of life. We see all this, the issues about transparency on you know, the banking system, the economy, and how things collapsed in the Western world. And suddenly now we're trying to get things back and we're looking at growth again. And I'm always worried that with growth comes an apathy towards our faith. We've got to, you know, we need forgiveness for so much in life. Europe has been catapulted into a huge migrant question, which still the European leaders, political leaders, are struggling to deal with. They're doing their very, very best. It's not an easy, simple solution. It takes a lot of reflection, a lot of thought. And I think as people who have it, and all of us in Ireland, we are quite well off. There are poor also here, but for the majority of people are quite comfortable. We need to reach out in mercy to those who are broken on the margins.
You were talking about forgiveness there, and it brought another thought into my mind about there's a particular sacrament that I suppose it would be very apt for this year, and it would be the sacrament of reconciliation. How much are you promoting, really getting people to go to confession, to take the time to go?
As well as opening doors, I am hearing confession in all the churches I'm opening doors in. Basically, as a bishop, I think we need to lead by example. I think if a bishop goes to confession, we understand the sacrament very well, and we've got to share it with others. A bit like Mary and Elizabeth, when you get Jesus, we've got to give him to others. And that's, I think, very, very important. But I think the Year of Mercy isn't only about the sacrament of reconciliation, which is a very beautiful sacrament. It's also about creating a conversation and a language of mercy in our media, in our news bulletins, in the editorials of our newspapers, in the world of the Twitterati and Facebook. You know, there's too much negativity around. We've got to create a language of mercy.
Looking at the people of your diocese, how much have they got involved? What do they think about this Year of Mercy?
One of the members of our Faith Development Services, Julie Kavanagh, has done huge work in resourcing all parishes. And we've had already a couple of days of special training where there were two people representing every parish, lay people, because this must be essentially lay-led. There are less and less priests, so we need people who are full of faith to actually carry that message of the Year of Mercy. So we have lay people designated in every parish doing just that, resourcing, helping their local priest. And we've had those resource days in the diocese, hosting them up in Mount St. Anne's in Port Arlington, and they have gone extremely well.